Sundown.
Hey, is Leroy in?
No, he's not here. Can I help you with something?
Yeah, you might be able to. My name's Nico. I'm calling with the Bank of Cardiff. I spoke to Michael a couple weeks ago. Told me to follow up, see if I can catch hold of Leroy around this time.
Okay.
Yeah, do you happen to help out with the finances, or is that just all Leroy's
That's
deal?
Leroy.
Okay, cool. All right. Can I just leave you with my information so you can pass it along to him? Because I know he's a really hard guy to catch a hold of.
Okay. What are you trying to get? What kind of information are you trying to get? Or trying to do? Are you trying to give him what?
We're a private business bank. We do equipment financing, working capital. I've been in contact, just following up here and seeing how business has been.
We're not doing anything right now. So I'm his daughter-in-law, and we're not buying anything at the time. Our business is slower than it's been forever.
Oh, yeah. No. That's kind of why I wanted to talk to him. That was one of the talking points I was talking with Michael about, is that you guys have kind of slowed down, and the industry as a whole is taking a little hit. And, you know, things might start picking back up towards the end of the year, and, you know, see if there's something we can do to help out, whether that's for equipment or you guys need some extra cash on hand to, you know, float the business to get through the rough time.
Okay, I can take a number and have him call you if he's interested. One second. On the approval that you have right now, is that
coming through?
Okay, what is it?
So, my name's Nico. That's N-I-K-O.
Okay.
I'm calling with the Bank of Cardiff, and that's spelled C-A-R-D-I-F-F, as in Frank.
Okay.
And my direct line is 858-779-0432. And just let them know it's in regards to equipment financing or working capital, and that you guys have already been pre-approved with us for $250,000.
I'll let them know.
Yeah. Is there like a typical time of the year where you guys usually do look at the finances, or is it more of a as-needed basis?
Our stuff is just basically as needed. Like, so we're a small business, so.
Right, yeah.
Look at it as we go.
Right, and you say just business has kind of been slow for 2016.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Are you guys doing anything differently to kind of like offset the slow time? Have you guys shifted your focus, changed maybe the client base, or ventured out a little bit, kind of diversified?
No. What we're doing is just trying to hold on.
Right, yeah. No, a lot of my clients, I work in a division of the bank that kind of specializes in providing financing options and programs to machine shops in the manufacturing industry. So I've seen a lot of the ups and downs and the cyclical nature of what's going on, at least for this year. A lot of my clients have said it's for two main reasons. I don't know if it falls under you guys, but one of them is the oil and gas industry is taking a huge hit.
Yeah.
On the smaller guys, you know, because there's no work, essentially, if oil companies don't have
that's
work.
Problem.
yep, okay. And then the other one was the election, how the uncertainty in the political and geopolitical nature of politics in itself kind of affects the way that, you know, businesses
I'm sure
run.
Probably has something to do with it, too, but mainly ours is right now the gas and oil.
Right. You guys service a lot of oil industries, or a lot of oil businesses, I mean?
I kind of, sort of. It's just that, like, we make parts for people that service oil industries.
Okay, so you make parts for the oil field service companies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then those companies work for the oil companies out on the field. Okay.
Right.
Right, so you guys make, like, pipes and or cut pipes, or what exactly do you guys make?
We're a machine shop.
Okay, you guys have the big CNC machines out there?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Oh, those things that can be interesting. They cost a pretty penny, and they're a pain in the butt to move.
Without a doubt. And we've been in business for 30-something years, so we've been through this before. We're just hoping to get to the next level.
Yeah. Well, when was the last time that you guys saw it? Was it back in the 08 crash?
When was the last time, Michael, in 08 that it was this bad? Yeah, 08 and 10.
08 and 10. Everything was just slowed down, yeah. Well, hopefully it doesn't have to come to that again. You know, nobody ever wants to see what happened in 08 ever again. At least
right.
Not twice in the same lifetime, you know?
Oh, I know that's right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I didn't actually catch your name. I'm too busy talking about...
My name's Diana.
Diana. Okay, Diana. Well, I think I still have... the email address at sundown@consolidated.net. I sent an email last time. I wasn't sure if you guys were able to get that because Michael said it usually just goes straight to the kind of like the office, and then you guys print it out and give it to Leroy because he's kind of old school.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But, you know, just out of curiosity, here, Diana, is there, you know, something that you guys could use the money for to get through the slow times?
Sometimes there is. The only problem is I don't like to keep getting loans because I just feel like it's going to get us further and further into debt, and I don't want to get us there because it's so hard to get out.
Right. No, I completely understand that and respect the fact, but to kind of give like a little, I guess, background on these types of loans, they're not designed to extend the term out for the longest period of time so you guys continually have to keep paying for years on end. They're designed to be a short-term loan. So usually, on average, I see anywhere from 6 to 12 months being the typical loan term and the loan, lifespan. It's because nobody wants to be paying 3 years out the road for a loan that they took out when they just needed some money to get through a three-month period, you know?
Right.
Right. Yeah, and I have a client out in actually Ohio. He does, he cuts pipes for the oil, for big oil companies. So he's a machine shop out there. And, you know, he's running into the same problem. His work has slowed down tremendously. He needed some extra cash to kind of, have some extra money on hand so cash flow doesn't dwindle down. And I was able to get him around, I think it was $35,000 so that he can continue out through the slow period. And when things hopefully start picking up after the first of the year is when he starts picking up.
Right. Hey, my question, what kind of interest rates do y'all?
Question. I'm actually kind of glad that you asked that. It really depends on a few factors. First, we don't base our loans necessarily off of how much we can get you. We don't base it off of credit. We base it off of sales, which means that we're able to free up some more cash for you. But it's an unsecured cash loan, so generally it tends to be just a little bit more. But that's okay. I mean, it's fine that it's a little pricier because it's unsecured cash. You guys can use the money for whatever purpose that you want, which also means that it's not tied to anything. So if you think of your typical SBA loan, what is it usually tied to? It's tied to the owner's home, correct? You see that a lot? Well, we don't tie it to anything. And so since we don't have necessarily the collateral, they run a little higher, but you don't have to worry about, if you can't afford the loan, you losing your house.
Right. Or, well, are you losing? That's not what I was asking, because like, so we have very good credit, and we did some credit card stuff, and you know, to kind of help us through. And I was just the interest rate was cheaper with y'all than it is on the credit card.
What are they charging over there on the credit cards? Kind of give me a better picture.
I'm not even sure. Our credit our interest rate's not really high. Do you know what it is, Mike? I don't know if you want to go this far, but maybe 8 or 10. So.
Okay. Yeah. Usually these loans, it really just depends on how you guys look down on paper. I don't want to blow smoke and just start throwing out numbers if I'm not going to have like an answer for you. It essentially, what it comes down to is, let's say, for example, our application and approval process, we are able to get an approval for the company, and that's when the real numbers, I can lay everything out for you guys and show you real numbers. But it depends. Like, if you guys aren't looking to do anything now, it's totally understandable.
No,
but if you're,
we're not. And yeah. What I'll do is I took your information, and if he thinks he's interested, we'll call you.
All right, that sounds like a good plan. Maybe I do this too. If I don't hear back from you guys, I'll just follow up every now and then and see how business has been. Does that sound like a good deal?
Yeah, but you probably don't even want to get with us till after the first of the year.
First of the year?
It's not going to get better because this is a slow time anyway.
Yep, that's not a problem. That's not a problem. And like I said, hopefully there's something that we can do to either one, for me to at least earn your business, and you know, do it the right way, and see if there's something that we can do to help you guys out. Because I'd love to at least throw my hat in the ring if you guys are looking for either equipment or if you need just some extra cash to get you through this type of slow period.
Sounds great.
All right, Diana, it was good talking to you. And just let Leroy know I called, and hopefully later down the line or even anytime sooner, we can do some work together.
Okay, thanks. Have a great day.
You too. Have a great week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.